verses 7 through 10 together. Galatians 6, beginning to read at verse 7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps whatever he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. And the one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So let's not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest, if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let's do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God endures forever. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for these few words of Scripture that you have led me to present here today. I pray, God, that you guide my thoughts, my heart, my mind, as I seek to unravel what these words mean for this church, for our lives. Lord, and may everything that is said here be pleasing in your sight. That is my prayer in the name of Christ. Amen. I don't know what images and associations come to your mind when you think of the season of fall. I think of the changing leaves, the colors. And that, when we're getting quite the show going on right now, if you've looked around at all in the last couple of days, it's just gorgeous. I think of the shorter days, the longer nights, that comes to my mind. I mean, who likes it when it gets dark at 6 now? We're used to being at dark at, what, 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock? It's an adjustment once again. Or I think of it's time for football season, right? I mean, whether you're a football fan or not, at the high school level, the college level, or the NFL level, it's that time. Major League Baseball, go Yankees. If you're a Yankee fan, they won last night. Well, we'll see what happens in the World Series. It's a time when if you're in the kitchen at all, you get that aroma of apples just baking. You know, apple sauce, all that kind of good stuff, apple pies. Or if you're into pumpkin, I suppose there's pumpkin pie a la mode. I'm sorry if I'm getting you hungry right now. A lot of associations come to our mind when we think of fall. But there's another one that comes to my mind this morning. It's kind of led me to the text that I read to you, and that's harvest time. Farmers have planted their seeds in the springtime of the year, and now it's fall. And now it's time for them to begin harvesting the crops that they planted earlier this year. And when I thought of that image, I came back to this sentence. It's just a sentence that I think it's good for us to be reminded of every now and then as we make our journey through this life. And it goes to verse 7 of chapter 6. Where we read these words, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Now, if you've had farming as a career, if you've been a gardener, you know that's true, right? You plant a kernel of corn in the soil, what do you expect to get? Corn, right? You reap what you sow. You plant a pea seed in the ground, and what do you expect to get? Some peas, right? What you sow, what you plant, is what you harvest. But I wonder how many of us have ever given thought to the idea that every day, in a way, you and I are also planting seeds. It could be anything. I mean, whatever seeds you might want to think of. I think of actions we do or attitudes or the words we speak, convictions we might have and we share with someone, core values that kind of guide our living, actions. I mean, the gospel we're planting, if you share the gospel, if you share a Bible verse with a friend over the phone or through a letter or over email, that's like you're planting seeds of one kind or another. And those seeds are going to produce a harvest at some point. Now, what I find interesting is when you take this particular sentence and you put it into the broader context of what is being shared with us in the book of Galatians, it becomes obvious that we really have a choice every day as you go through life. You can make a choice of, as we'll find out in Galatians chapter 5, you can plant seeds to what's called the sinful nature, or you can plant seeds to please the Spirit of God. Now, just to make it very clear what it looks like when we're planting seeds to our sinful natures, I'd like to invite you to just turn with me to Galatians 5, and we're going to look at what the Bible actually says describes our sinful nature. And I'm going to take you to verse 13 to start with, just 13 through 15. It says, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge what? Sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbors yourself. If you keep on, now here's some, if you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other." There's two key words about what sinful nature is. Dividing or biting each other, devouring each other. That's part of the sinful nature. Go down to verse 19. Same chapter, chapter 5. The acts of the sinful nature are what? They're obvious. And look at this long list. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then just to go down to verse 26. Let's not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. All these descriptive phrases are used to decide this is what it means to sow seeds to our sinful nature. If you're involved in any of these things, and the harvest you can expect when you sow to the sinful nature, according to this, is what? Destruction. Not inheriting the kingdom of God. Now, let me just take you on a quick tour this morning around the world. I want you to start in Gaza this morning. What you've been reading in the news? Or Lebanon? Or Israel? What about the Ukraine? Yemen? Iran? Iraq? South Korea? North Korea? China? Go into South Africa, Ethiopia, Congo. Go to South America. Go to Chile. Go to Colombia. You can keep going all around this world. Mexico. You can go to Haiti. What do you see happening in all of these countries? Destruction. Certainly not inheriting the kingdom of God. And let's not leave our own country out of it, okay? Let's be honest. What's happening in our country today? You read it. Back in Galatians 5, talks about selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, destruction. What's happening in some of our churches, in our denominations today? What's happening in the beloved Christian Reformed denomination? Dissensions, envy, polarization, division, factions, destruction. All of which says to me, maybe it says it to you too, there's a lot of people in this world who are sowing seeds today to the sinful nature. And the harvest is destruction. Now, fortunately, that's not the only kind of seeds we can sow. I mean, if you You read in the scriptures, you can sow to please the sinful natures, or you can choose to please the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. Now, what does that all mean? Well, in my journey through life, what I've discovered that to mean is that I begin every day with a prayer of thanks before my feet go out of the bed and hit the floor. Thank you, God. I have another day to live life. That's just the start. But then it's the idea, Lord, help me today to live my life in such a way that I please and I honor you. Help me, O Lord, to live my life sowing good stuff, saying good words of encouragement, helping people if I can be of any help. That's sowing good seed. It's being open and honest and transparent before God, saying, God, see if there be any wicked way in me. Like King David, remember what he said? Search me, O God, know my heart, test me, know my anxious thoughts. He goes on to say, see if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. That, my friends, is the kind of attitude and the kind of perspective that is sowing seeds to please the Holy Spirit. And the harvest is eternal life. Now, what does that all look like? Is that just something way out in the future? No. Go back to Galatians chapter 5. And we read in verse 22 that the fruit of the Spirit, you're pleasing the Spirit, right? So the fruit of that is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. When you see those kind of qualities around you and in your own life, you have a pretty good clue you are living, sowing seeds to the please the Holy Spirit and not to your sinful natures. But be assured of this, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. It's either destruction or it's going to be eternal life. And you're going to reap it sooner or later. Which brings to mind another thought around this whole idea of sowing and reaping. And that is, you know this too. I mean, go back to the gardening thing, okay? You're planting your garden. You plant that kernel of corn in the soil one day. Can you go back the next day and find a whole cob of corn? How about the next week? How about the next month? How long does it take? It takes quite a while, doesn't it? All of which is to say, when we sow to the sinful nature or we sow to the Spirit, we are also going to reap in a different season than when we sowed. It's going to take time. And that's very hard for us. So you got to think about every day you are sowing seeds of one kind or another in your family, in your marriage relationships, in your friendships. You are sowing one kind of seed or another in your church, in your community, in the restaurants you go to. Wherever you go, you're sowing seeds and you're going to reap a harvest later than when you sow. Now, we have a hard time with that, really, in our culture, because our culture, when you stop to think of it, is built on instantaneous results, right? I mean, you get in line at McDonald's to get your thing, you put your order in, what do you expect? You want to have a hamburger in your hand within what? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Instant. We can't wait. Or go through a car wash. You know, you want to get through that car wash in a hurry or get your oil changed. You want to, you know, we're instant. We're just built on this instantaneous kind of living in our culture. And yet, here we are told, no, it takes time. And so we're planting seeds, maybe to our sinful nature, for example. And we think, I don't see any consequences for what I'm doing. I mean, it's not going to happen. Guess what? We tend to overlook the words that Moses spoke years ago to the people of Israel, recorded in the book of Numbers. And this is what he said, be sure that your sins will find you out. Your sin will find you out. And then, if you get discouraged or disappointed because you've been doing all kinds of good stuff, planting good seeds, and you're not seeing an immediate harvest, you got to come back to this. Got to come back. You reap in a different season than what you sow. Which brings me still to another point. We also always reap more than we sow. Is that not true? You plant that little seed of corn, you just get one little kernel back. You get a whole cob full of corn, right? Today I have in my hand an apple. Now I can cut that apple up and I can count all the seeds in that apple. But it is impossible for any of us to predict accurately how many apples will come out of that one seed. Am I right? Like the old late Robert Schuller said, you can count the number of seeds in an apple. You cannot count the number of apples in any seed. Now this law of, I call it a law or a principle, of you reap more than what you sow, has both a negative and a positive side to it. Let me take the negative first. Back in the days when Israel was living in the land of Israel, they started being quite stubborn and rebellion against God and his ways. So God raised up certain messengers, one of them being Hosea. And in one of his messages to the people of Israel on behalf of God, he said these words, "When you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind." What's he mean by that? He says, well, if you're going to keep sowing to your sinful nature, you're going to be rebellious against God, you're going to be sowing seeds to the sinful nature, that's like sowing to the wind. But you're going to reap the destructive power of a whirlwind. The writer of Proverbs put it this way, "He who sows iniquity will reap trouble." You always get more for whatever you sow. That's a basic principle. And there's a positive side to that as well. Going back to Hosea, he puts it this way, "Sow for yourselves seeds of righteousness and reap the fruit of unfailing love." What's he mean by that? Righteousness means to have right relationship with God, first of all, through the Lord Jesus Christ, right? We want to have a right relationship, but also developing right relationships with people all around us, beginning in our homes and then extending into our church if we're a part of a church family, into the workplace, wherever God places us, whether we're pursuing a particular hobby with other people, pursuing right relationships. There is the kind of sowing, the good seed. And then if we do that, we're going to reap the fruit of, this key word, unfailing. What image comes to your mind when you hear the word unfailing? It just keeps coming. More and more and more love will come back to you if you sow seeds of unfailing love. All of which is to tell us we've got to be careful what we sow every day. The seeds we plant are the seeds we're going to harvest. Which then raises the question to me, okay, how then should I live? And I find it really interesting, if you continue going back now to Galatians 6, as soon as we've been reading about what we sow, we're going to reap, and if you sow to the sinful nature, you're going to reap destruction. If you sow to the pleasing of the Spirit, you're going to reap eternal life. What's the next verse? The next two sentences tell us. Look again at verses 9 and 10. So in view of all that we've just looked at, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, there's the different season, at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. My friends, this isn't the first time in the Bible that we are told to do good. I go back to the Psalms. Remember David in the Psalms? He says, trust in the Lord and do what? Good. Or I can take you to, like, say, the prophet Amos, another messenger for God, to the people of Israel. Amos puts it this way, if we can get that up there. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil, love good. Or I take you to a letter that the Apostle Paul sent to Timothy. Command those who are rich in this present world. By the way, that's all of us in this room today. All right, these words are for all of us. We may not sometimes feel we're too rich these days when you go through the grocery store, but you're rich compared to the third and fourth world countries. Command all those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant or to put their hope in their wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do what? Good. And to be rich in good deeds and to be generous, willing to share. And we haven't even touched on other places in the scripture. I think of Jesus, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I think of James, who says, let your faith be real through your good works. It's all through scripture. And here we're told, here is the opportunity to sow good seed. Do good. Every opportunity you can. There's different ideas I can share about good seeds you can plant. I talk about seeds of good character, honesty, integrity, delighting in God every day of your life, seeds of good habits. You see a need in someone's life, do what you can to meet that need. If you have the opportunity out of your resources to help someone, in the name of Christ, help them. Be generous with what God has given to you. Of this, we can be absolutely certain, my friends. Based on everything we've looked at here this morning, I take us back to the basic principle, whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. And whatever you sow, you're going to reap in a different season of life. It may not even be in this life that you will reap, see that harvest, okay? It may come in eternity. And whatever you sow, you're always going to reap more than we sowed. So what are you going to do in response to the Word of God to you today? I hope you make a fresh commitment to sow good seed every day of your life. Do good. And don't become weary. And when I say to you as individuals, I would say to you as a church as well. Never become weary in doing good for others in your community. Like my father-in-law who worshiped here at one point. This is what he said. If you're ever going to be stingy, don't be stingy with good seed. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for these words of reminder, these words of invitation, these words of encouragement, and perhaps even words of challenge. Help us, we pray, in view of what we've looked at today, to have a fresh commitment to do good as we have opportunity, and to do good to all people, regardless of their background, regardless of their political persuasion, regardless of their race, color, creed. Help us to do good, especially to those who belong to the household of believers. In Christ's name, amen.